Many of you may be looking at this platform and thinking, wow, that must be a really spiritual and intellectually gifted group. For many of the graduates, I know that is true. But I'm here to say that if you would have told me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that I would graduate from seminary someday, I would have had a really good laugh. I did not come from a strong church or Bible college background, so even the idea of seminary was foreign to me. Truthfully, I thought I would just take a couple classes and take it from there. Well, I didn't have many expectations, but I did come with an open mind and heart. God and Western took the mind and heart of a completely average Christian and filled it with extraordinary truths about our Lord and Savior. A stronger foundation for reading and interpreting Scripture, and a broader view of the gospel and how it permeates every facet of our lives. Aside from the leadership and coaching skills I learned, I gained a more integrated knowledge of God and life in His church. So I would say, just be careful, because when God is involved, just a couple of classes can end up changing your life. These 3 years have been some of the most academically and spiritually tough times of my life. My theology and spirituality has been tested and sometimes just plain demolished and rebuilt. To me, this experience has often felt as if I have been sitting at the feet of Jesus, being nurtured and taught as the disciples were in the New Testament. I realize that this may be the only season of my life where people will tirelessly pour their knowledge into me. I am forever grateful. I can claim, along with many of you, I survived Dr. Tech's hermeneutics class. I did survive, and I emerged with a deeper devotion to and understanding of our sovereign King. Dr. Louis taught me what it means to truly have Jesus at the center of my theology, and I will never, ever hear a sermon the same way again. Dr. Korch illuminated the role of the modern church, of worship, and my own spiritual formation in ways that will stay with me forever. As much as seminary has pushed me to my academic limits, it has also been a sacred time. My experience was that the faculty, students, and staff of Western modeled grace and the unconditional love of Christ throughout my time here. What a joy it has been to be engulfed in this environment. I truly believe that it is a little slice of heaven on earth. Today, we take time to celebrate and breathe a sigh of relief over the work that is done. Today is also what we would call a fork in the road or a transition time. I don't know about you, but it is at times like these that the fear creeps in, and I ask myself, now what? What am I going to do now? And what difference did all this effort make? For the answers to these questions, we must trust in God to direct our next steps, and we must step forward. We have developed and increased our theoretical knowledge, and now is the time to turn it into experiential knowledge. Western's leadership and coaching programs have equipped me to help others to realize their full potential in their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. It has given me a foundation to be able to see the concerns of others in the light of God's plan and grace working in their lives. Here I have learned spiritual disciplines and skills that will sustain me through many years of service as a coach to the secular and believing communities. May this moment be a beginning of a continual striving to be the best we can be for others. The word commence means a beginning or origination. Graduation day marks the end of our time at Western, but a simultaneous beginning to how we will use what we have attained. Isn't it sometimes true that when one achieves an academic milestone, such as the one that we are celebrating today, that there are expectations and responsibilities that go along with that accomplishment? As I look around this stage, it strikes me that some of us will be traveling around the world as missionaries, as others of us are staying here to pastor churches or counsel or coach individuals. Our calling is to help and serve others. We have been well equipped by Western with a foundation of God's word, with skill sets that have empowered us to lead, teach, counsel, and coach in order that we can confidently carry out the Great Commission. What will we do with that equipping, accomplishment, and responsibility? My prayer is that our diplomas will not become dusty frames that hang on a wall for others to appreciate, but that they will be an outward reminder of an inward maturity of heart, soul, and purpose that challenge us to stay motivated and moving forward during the tough times. My prayer is that the Western class of 2011 will make an eternal difference for the kingdom of God. Congratulations, class of 2011.